The health service executive has apologized to the nearly 2,000 people who tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this month and who were asked to do their own contact tracing. TDs and senators are questioning representatives from the HSE about the test and trace system at the Joint Committee on Health. Aisling Kenny of our political staff has been watching proceedings and joins me now from our Doyle studio. Aisling, the HSE told the committee that it had no choice but to ask people to do their own contact tracing. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Brian. Niamh O'Byrne, the HSE's national lead for testing and tracing, told the committee that the HSE was really struggling to deal with capacity as cases began to rise rapidly earlier this month. She told politicians that the decision to ask 1,971 people who had tested positive for the virus to notify their own close contacts was taken to ensure that each person received information as quickly as possible.
While clearly this was not ideal, and we appreciate the impact on those affected, it was deemed the only viable option in order to deal with the most recent cases quickly and reset our system. We apologise to the 1,971 people impacted, and this week we're going to call everybody we missed to check that they've been able to identify their contacts and advise them to be tested.
Now, Brian, Miss O'Byrne put the rise in cases into context when she pointed out that 6 weeks ago, 8,500 calls a week were being made by contact tracers. And she said that this had increased in the last week to over 38,000 calls and the system was just overwhelmed.
But the HSE was sharply criticised for not recruiting more contact tracers over the summer months.
Yes, that's right, Brian. So Miss O'Byrne told the committee that the tracing system was now back on track and that the HSE plans to recruit 800 contact tracers by the end of the year. Now, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan wasn't happy about this and he wanted to know why the HSE didn't use the summer months to build up contact tracing numbers to 800 while they had the chance.
Because if we had all of those staff in place, it may well have been the case that the system may not have collapsed and you wouldn't have to come before the committee today to apologise to those people. So why is the recruitment only happening now? Do you not accept that we're in the middle of a second wave? The numbers are at the highest they have been at any point. They've gone down a little bit in recent days. But over the last week, we've seen cases in excess of 1,200 a week, the highest since any point in the pandemic. And yet we only have 581 people available for tracing that will go up to 800. Why wasn't that done during the summer?
So Aisling, what reason did the HSE give for not recruiting more tracers over the summer months?
Well, Brian, Miss O'Byrne said that over the summer, staff deployed for contact tracing had come from universities, different parts of the HSE, and that they had returned to the roles when cases began to drop. Now, she said that the recruitment process had begun again in August and that they had to go through applications and that this is what they had been doing for the past number of weeks. Now, Brian, she did acknowledge that the situation in relation to staff wasn't ideal, but she said that in early October, the virus went from 544 cases to 1,000 overnight. And she said the HSE just couldn't cope with that sharp increase in cases. Now, politicians are continuing to question members of the HSE this afternoon as the committee continues.
Thanks very much indeed for that, Aisling Kenny at Leinster House.